Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Let's listen in to all 23 verses of 1 Samuel 22.
1 Samuel 22. David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul, gathered to him. And he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpeh of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab,
"Please let my father and mother stay with you, till I know what God will do for me."
And he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David,
"Do not remain in the stronghold. Depart, and go into the land of Judah."
So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth. Now Saul heard that David was discovered, and the men who were with him. Saul was sitting at Gibeah under the tamarisk tree on the height, with his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. And Saul said to his servants who stood about him,
"Hear now, people of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me? No one discloses to me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is sorry for me or discloses to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day."
Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who stood by the servants of Saul,
"I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine."
Then the king sent to summon Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests who were at Nob, and all of them came to the king. And Saul said,
"Hear now, son of Ahitub."
And he answered,
"Here I am, my lord."
And Saul said to him,
"Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, in that you have given him bread and a sword, and have inquired of God for him, so that he has risen against me to lie in wait as at this day?"
Then Ahimelech answered the king,
"And who among all your servants is so faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law, and captain over your bodyguard, and honored in your house? Is today the first time that I have inquired of God for him? No, let not the king impute anything to his servant, or to all the house of my father, for your servant has known nothing of all this, much or little."
And the king said,
"You shall surely die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house."
And the king said to the guard who stood about him,
"Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and they knew that he fled and did not disclose it to me."
But the servants of the king would not put out their hand to strike the priests of the Lord. Then the king said to Doeg,
"You, turn and strike the priests."
And Doeg the Edomite turned and struck down the priests, and he killed on that day 85 persons who wore the linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, he put to the sword. Both man and woman, child and infant, ox, donkey, and sheep, he put to the sword. But one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. And David said to Abiathar,
"I knew on that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, 'I have occasioned the death of all the persons of your father's house. Stay with me, do not be afraid, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. With me you shall be in safekeeping.'"
I bet you can't wait for one of those one-liners again from 1983. Well, I have one for you. David continues to flee from Saul. In 2002, I wrote a little bit more. I wrote about leadership. Many gathered around David to help him. Leadership draws people. Saul, on the other hand, gives a direct order to his people to kill the priests of the Lord, and none obey him. Saul was no leader. And in 2007, I wrote, Saul in fear. He thinks David is waiting in ambush. David was on the run, but Saul had lost his faith, so he lived in fear. Everybody is out to get me. David, my own son, the priest, God. What a sad way to live. But many do, in fear, looking over their shoulder, running, hiding, wandering. Are you looking over your shoulder? Are you running? Are you hiding? Do you live in fear? Do you think everybody's out to get you, or do you think even someone is out to get you? I certainly hope that's not the case in your life, but if it is, it's no way to live, is it, to live in fear? Even the New Testament tells us God did not give us a spirit of fear. So if you're living under a spirit of fear, it's not from the Lord. May I ask you to stop running, to stop hiding, to stop looking over your shoulder, and really think about the circumstances that are going on around you. Are they imagined or are they real? Either way, take it to the Lord, pray, and ask God to get you out from under those circumstances, or out from under the looking over your shoulder, or running or hiding from your past. Before we leave this chapter, I found something pretty interesting that you might have thought about as you were listening. David is on the run. King Saul can't find him, yet his brothers and all his father's house found him, and he also was found by 400 men. So he's got 400 men hanging out with him. It's pretty hard to hide when you got 400 people hanging out with you, isn't it? Let's see what's going to happen in the next chapter. I sure hope you're enjoying Ad Bible and our walk through 1 Samuel. And if so, I'd ask you to visit the Ezra Project website and maybe join Club 365. Club 365 is a way to financially support Ad Bible so others can benefit as well. When you join Club 365, you are providing the financial resources necessary to continue recording, editing, and publishing Ad Bible. Also, may I ask you to spread the word about Ad Bible to your family, your friends, your church, everyone that struggles to find time to read the Bible. Tell them about Ad Bible. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for providing the resources for Ad Bible. I pray, Lord, through listeners that you will continue to provide the necessary means to support this project so many more can be blessed by spending time in your word each and every day. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.